All right, let's begin. We're on the bottom of 184. We haven't met in a little while, but it's good to see everybody. Before we're talking about how important it is to really internalize what we're talking about, what we're davening for, to really speak to Hashem, to really visualize that we're before Hashem. The Rebbe says, not just during the three times a day, every single day we should try to find some time where we're free. Bottom 184. Shabbat, turn the page. Top of 185, 186. This is so important. Every single day we need to find time to speak to Hashem. Every day. And I always talk about this. It can't just be when we show up for Shacharis Mincha Maariv, the text. Every day we should be in conversation with Hashem, like Yitzchak, Lasuach Basadeh. We should always be conversing with Hashem. We should always be conversing with Hashem. It's a constant conversation. So that when we come to the Amidah, it's very natural and it's just ongoing. The more that we get used to talking from a neshama, yitkarech libcha, the heart will soften. Rucha yinasev nafshcha titkarev yoter l'Hashem. This is so crucial. The more we do this, our souls will be uplifted, our neshamas will get closer to Hashem. It has to be a constant conversation. Can't just show up. Always should be talking to Hashem. Aval la'orer nafshcha shedaber l'Hashem. But in order to waken up our neshama to speak to Hashem, it's only possible if we remember, we strengthen ourselves with the thoughts we said earlier. We have to really internalize. With the munich, because we speak about it, because we think about it. We have to realize that Hashem fills the whole earth. Even if you don't see Him, you're standing before His Kedusha. It's not a one-time thought. It's not just during an Oneg, during a Tish, during Yom Kippur that we think about this. The more that we keep thinking about, diligently thinking about Emunah, about Hashem, speaking about it, thinking about it, breathing about it, it has to be constant. It's easy for you to awaken your neshama to speak to Hashem who's standing before you. Please stay focused. And that's the idea. The more that we can think about our Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more we think about it, the more we speak about it, the more it becomes natural in our hearts. What happens? We live in such a crazy world. It's so busy. We have so many things pulling us all over, so many directions. If we don't take constant effort and diligence to talk about Emunah, talk about Hashem, we're chas v'shalom going to forget. That's just the reality of the world we live in. The Olam Minister, we're going to just forget. We're going to lose focus. And that's the reality. It has to be constant. It has to be constant. Maybe it's still difficult for you to imagine that you're standing before Hashem. It's hard for you to have your neshama active and to be excited in tefillah before Hashem who fills the whole earth. Because you're in a physical world. Your eyes are physical. Your hands are physical. So it's hard to imagine, to visualize. Look up to Shemaim and think. Strengthen your thoughts and think. I'm standing on this side, and Shemaim's on the other side. It's a very interesting idea. I'm standing here, and Shemaim's on the other side. A whole different world. Malachim Srafim Chol Neshamos Avos. The Malachim, the Srafim, all the Neshamos, the Avos. Hanavim Vatzadikim Betocham Kisei HaKavod Nimsa. There's the Nevi'im Tzadikim and the Kisei HaKavod's there. Vashem HaGadol VaKadosh Vanara Alav Shochein. Hashem's dwelling there. To start visualizing it. The angels, the Malachim, the Srafim, the Neshamos of the Avos, the Tzadikim, the Nevi'im, and Hashem with Bechol, all His glory is there. Hashem, who might be concealed here, in His full glory is revealed. Strengthen yourself and think well. I'm standing here, but I'm still saying, Baruch Atah Hashem. Blessed are You, Hashem. You, Hashem, who I turn my eyes to, I'm blessing You. Ben imani roe, ben imani roe etcha. Im eini roe etcha. Whether I see you or I can't see you, et enai ani me'ameitz. I'm working for it. I want to see you. U'becham misakel mavreich medver elav Hashem. I'm looking to you. I'm blessing you. I'm speaking to you, Hashem. It's so important, because what happens? We come to davening. We're thinking about everything else besides Hashem. We're thinking about everything else besides Kedusha. We're so distracted. And then we say, what? Davening's not meaningful to me. It's a process. It's a commitment, a whole day commitment of thinking about the Ribono Shel Olam, thinking about it, davening about it, learning about it. Because we just show up to feel, of course, it's not going to be meaningful. It's a constant contact that Emirat Hashem will enable us to develop a real relationship with Hashem. Right.